Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Can you imagine what it was like for those three astronauts to see the far side of the moon? My God.
Everything about it was amazing and spectacular, and the words they said. The danger of this mission must be emphasized. Before they launched, this mission was going without the lunar module. It wasn't ready in time.
And we had already lost the three astronauts in Apollo 1. Before that.
That's right. You had a failure before that only 2 years early, a year and a half. Plus, on top of that, the Saturn V rocket had never carried human beings before. There had been two test unmanned launches, one of which had problems. And that was actually the last launch of the Saturn V. So this was the third launch after the second had problems. Never put people on it. They did not have the lunar module. Now, the whole plan was they would never leave Earth orbit without the lunar module, because that acts as a lifeboat backup. It's a redundancy. If something goes wrong with the Apollo capsule and service module, you've got the lunar module.
Isn't that what saved them in Apollo 13?
Exactly right. What happened in Apollo 13, they used the lunar module to become alive. And, Jim Lovell was on that mission as well. He was on both missions.
Oh, that's right.
If that had happened on Apollo 8, he and the crew would have been dead in about within an hour.
Yes.
Within an hour. So they were making taking an enormous chance. And in fact, the wife of Frank Borman did not think they were going to come back alive, was very, very concerned. She didn't want to say no to the mission. She knew the importance of it politically, for his career, for any number of reasons. But she was really scared. And so Frank Borman asked Chris Kraft, who was head of the manned Space Flight Center in Houston, to talk to her. They were friends. And he tried to reassure her by telling her that they think the odds are as good as 50-50. So they launched this mission thinking the odds were 50-50.
That they were going to make it.
that they were going to make it. That's correct.
Now, those aren't good odds, I'll tell you.
That gives you the idea. So now that moment in time you mentioned before about Jim Lovell saying there is a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What happened is they went, when they were in orbit around the moon, they had a single engine that in the service module that would get them out of orbit. If that engine failed, there was no redundancy to it. And they went behind the moon after 20 hours in lunar orbit, reading from the Bible, giving us a description of the far side, how strange it looked. They went behind the moon, and they were going to fire that engine. No one would know if it worked until they came around on the other side. They were out of touch with everybody. And the first words we heard were Jim Lovell saying, there is a Santa Claus, telling us, telling his family, his wife, his kids, everybody, that they're going to come home.
Some people thought he meant that they saw a UFO back there.
No, that was not what he meant. And everybody in the crew knew, and the families at home knew exactly what he meant. You know, you mentioned all three men are still alive. Amazingly, all three are still married to their high school sweethearts.
Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. They're going to have a reunion, in fact, about 2 weeks. I'm going. And
are you? Would try to tape them. Can you?
No, I won't be able to tape
them. You can't interview them?
No. I mean, I'll talk to them, but I'm not going to have a chance to do that kind of stuff. That's not the point.
Well, ask them this, if they would pop on the show with you at a selected date.
I can ask, but I can tell you that's unlikely to happen.
Why?
I wish it could. They are, first of all, they're getting old, and second of all, this is the 50th anniversary this year, this mission. Their time is very precious to them right now. But yes, I'm not saying no.
Never hurts.
I don't want you to get your hopes up. That's it.
All right.
You know,
we won't promote it yet.
The Apollo, with the 50th anniversary and the release of the audiobook of Genesis, the story of Apollo 8, we want their help, and they want to give it, but they have only so much time to give, and they've given some, and that's been very appreciated, but they only have so much time.
Yeah, that's true. But it is amazing. 85, 90, and 90.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these guys.
And Aldrin's going strong.
Oh, yeah, you know, bless their hearts, as best I can say. I mean, it's an amazing thing. They did something great, and they've stood the test of time over time. And we're going to, unfortunately, you know, those great people are going step by step. And the great tragedy is we're not back yet. They would have never imagined in 1968 that 50 years would pass, and we would not have been back.
Can you imagine, Robert, if we continued to have gone back to the moon, after 50 years, what would it be like right now technologically on the moon? Would we have bases, cities? What would we have?
Well, it all
50 years later.
It all comes down to how you do it. And the way we've been trying to do it for the last half century, it didn't happen. And that's why not much would have happened because we didn't continue. We went the wrong route in the last 50 years. What is beginning to happen now is exactly the right route. And imagining right now what's going on with rockets and private companies and the competition to do better
yep.
at lower cost, 50 years from now, we're going to have multiple bases on the moon. We're going to have a thriving spacefaring community.
We're going to have a space a hotel up there.
Oh, without question. There'll be hotels in orbit. There'll be a hotel there. There's no question that's going to be happening. You'll have to have the money, but you will be able to buy a ticket to go to the moon. In 50 years, I have no doubt about that.
Wonder how long it would take Domino's to get you a pizza up there.
Well, they'd probably have a pizza joint on the moon. You know,
that's
why should they have to deliver it from Earth? You know, it's a save.
That's not a bad franchise.
Every major chain, fast food chain, major hotel is going to want to get their hotel established once this gets going. And if it's done by private companies competing for profit, they're going to want them in. And
Four Seasons on the moon
thrown in to do it.
Be fantastic.
Yeah,
now
we'll be
with Apollo 8. After the mission was accomplished and they came home, we went through 9, 10, and then, of course, 11 landed on the moon. What was it like? What happened in between?
Well, for these three men, the world had in many ways changed for them because they were now incredibly famous.
And wasn't
Much
Lovell and Borman, weren't they partnered in Gemini?
Well, no. Jim Lovell and Frank Borman had been partnered on the Gemini 7 mission. They spent 2 weeks
right.
in a capsule. That was back 3 years earlier. But after this, Frank Borman already decided this would be his last space mission. Bill Anders thought he might fly, but he wasn't interested in flying unless he could land on the moon, and there weren't going to be any moon lunar landings for him. There just weren't enough flights left, so he decided to leave the program. He got positions of importance within the Nixon administration, and then he moved on to become the CEO of General Dynamics during a very important time to bring them major contracting business with the government. Jim Lovell, he wanted to fly again, and of course he went to Apollo 13, and after that mission, of course, the Apollo program was going away, and he wasn't going to get another mission, so he moved on as well, do other things. They all were able to make big livings in the corporate world after. Yeah,
Borman went to Eastern Airlines, didn't he?
He ended up in charge of Eastern Airlines and had a major, as he said in his own biography, it was the only battle he ever lost. He was trying to get that company back on its feet, but in order to do that, he had to fight the unions. The unions didn't want to go along, and he lost that battle. The company went bankrupt. And it was the only battle he ever lost, he said. After that, he opened up a car dealership in Corpus Christi, which, as far as I know, is still there, still operating.
Is that where he lives now?
I think so, yes.
Well, that's pretty dramatic.
These guys did something that cannot be measured. And once again, that, you know, Bill Anders says his wife was the real hero of the mission, because when he got the call that they were going to try to go to the moon without the LEM, with a Saturn V that no human had ever flown on before, he said, and he knowing it was a 50-50 chance, he asked his wife, Valerie, well, can I go? Because they had five small children on the age of 10. And they didn't make a lot of money then. They were making what we considered an upper middle class, not even a very big upper class salaries. And so if he died, she would be in real trouble. So he wasn't going to go if she said no. And she said unequivocally, you have to go. This is what you've been working for. It's important for the nation. And you're going to go. She ordered him to go, in a sense, and he considers her to be the real hero, and I agree. And all the wives were the real heroes because they were totally supportive, knowing the risks. It's interesting. Valerie Anders told me that the interesting thing is that she actually considered him being in the space program a safer place to be as a military guy than in Vietnam at the time. And so she accepted the risks, knowing that they actually had picked a safer job as an astronaut than being a jet pilot in a military operation in Vietnam. And I can see her perspective.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.